This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Bia Hui. Both houses of parliament have taken up discussion on the union budget 2024-2025 today. The Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha also took up discussion on the budget of union territory of Jammu and Kashmir for 2024-2025 simultaneously. In Rajya Sabha initiating the discussion, Congress MP P. Chidambaram raised the issues of unemployment and inflation. He said, "Unemployment is the biggest problem," saying that the production-linked incentive scheme has not generated enough jobs in the country. Meanwhile, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has rejected the allegation of discrimination against some states in the union budget. Responding to opposition charges during the zero hour in the Rajya Sabha today, she alleged that there is a deliberate attempt by opposition led by Congress to give the impression to people that nothing has been given to opposition-ruled states. In the Lok Sabha, initiating the discussion, Kumari Selja of Congress raised the issue of unemployment, saying it is increasing day by day in the country. Participating in the discussion, Biplab Kumar Dev of BJP said, "Narendra Modi government has made the economic system transparent." Mr. Dev said, "The economic survey has estimated a real GDP growth of 6.5% to 7% in 2024-25. Virendra Singh of Samajwadi Party accused the BJP-led central government of ignoring Uttar Pradesh in the union budget. Shibharat Mathukumali of TDP has termed the union budget as visionary, which exemplify government's unwavering commitment to Viksit Bharat. Supriya Sule of NCP-SP urged the government to hold assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Later, the house was adjourned for the day. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy today called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he appreciates the priority accorded by his UK counterpart Keir Starmer to broaden and deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. He said, "India remains committed to elevating the bilateral ties." He welcomed the bilateral technology security initiative and the desire to conclude a mutually beneficial free trade agreement. In Bihar, the State Assembly today passed a stringent bill to curb paper leak cases, malpractices and irregularities in government competitive examinations. The Bihar Public Examination Prevention of Unfair Means Bill 2024, which proposes jail sentence from 3 years to 10 years and penalty up to 1 crore rupees in serious cases, was introduced by Water Resource Minister Vijay Kumar Chaudhary. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that a significant portion of railway budget has been allocated towards enhancing train safety. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said that out of the total budget of around 2,62,000 crore rupees, more than 1 lakh crore rupees has been earmarked for rail safety related measures. Study conducted by SEBI has found that more than 70% of individual intraday traders in equity cash segment have incurred losses in 2022-23 fiscal. The study also noted the surge of over 300% in the number of individuals participating in intraday trading in equities cash segment in financial year 2022-23 as compared to financial year 2018-19. As per the report, around 1 in 3 individuals who trade in the equity cash segment trades intraday. Reports said average number of trades by loss makers was higher than the profit maker. SEBI observed that share of young intraday traders having age less than 30 years has grown to 48% in 2022-23 as compared to 2018-19. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra for the next 2 days. The weather department said that a heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over these regions thereafter for the next few days. The central parts of the country are also expected to witness very heavy rainfall for the next 2 days and heavy rainfall during the subsequent 3 days. In Women's Asia Cup cricket, Bangladesh has beaten Malaysia by 114 runs to enter the semi-finals. Chasing the target of 192, the Malaysian women could score only 77 in 20 overs, losing 8 wickets at Damula International Stadium in Sri Lanka. In another match, Sri Lanka beat Thailand by 10 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.